This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. While we're on the subject of investment, we thought it might be time for you to invest in some good books for the summer. So here are a few suggestions.
I'm Kelly Grant, a reporter for CNBC.com, and the book that I'm reading this summer is The Plateau Effect by Bob Sullivan and Hugh Thompson. I think it's a smart book for people to take a look at because everyone does hit a plateau. As they point out in the book, they're fairly common, everything from if you're trying to lose some weight, maybe even trying to get a promotion. And it might not come across necessarily as a straight money book, but if you think about it, there are a lot of money applications. A lot of people are trying to get a raise, they are trying to build their career, maybe even build a business, and just any of the habits that you might have built from saving money. So it's got some interesting strategies there that really can benefit consumers.
Hello, my name is Dr. Neela Richardson. I'm an economist and analyst for Bloomberg Government in Washington, D.C. The book I'd like to recommend is Detroit, An American Autopsy by Charlie LaDuff. Mr. LaDuff is a journalist and native of the Detroit suburbs. His book chronicles the rise and fall of one of America's most iconic cities. At one time, Detroit symbolized all that was the best about America. It had a large manufacturing base, high levels of homeownership, and a blue-collar work ethic. But Detroit, like so many American cities, is now in tatters since the financial crisis. LaDuff provides a gripping tale of crime, political scandal, and economic hardship, all great ingredients for a summer book read.
Hi, my name is Ramit Sethi. I'm the author of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. My book recommendation is not a typical money book. It's actually a book on food called Mindless Eating by Cornell professor Brian Wansink. Now, for many of us, food, just like with money, is one of our top worries. We know we should spend less, just like we know we should eat less. We also believe we're in control, but mindless eating shows us how our own psychology works against us to make us eat more and spend more than we even realize. And then Wansink shows us some fascinating solutions. I hope you enjoy the book.
And you can find our entire list from our summer reading series. Just go to marketplacemoney.org and click on the summer reading link. And on our Facebook page, listeners are sharing their choices. William suggests The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferris. A 4-Hour Workweek sounds pretty good to me.